There's no shortage of business ideas and fully fledged businesses in our listening region, but people with big ideas can still find ways to turn them into money-making ventures. Our business and entrepreneur podcast, The Ground Floor, actually goes a step below the ground floor today, the basement floor. In this segment, we hear about the annual startup competition at Southern Oregon University, which gives all students a chance to put an idea out there for possible prizes and a ticket to the Invent Oregon Collegiate Challenge, which helps college students take their concept from an idea to reality. Through Invent Oregon, students can get mentorship, grants, and education opportunities. Oregon-based management consultant and host Cynthia Schur talks to SOU professor Eric Palmer from our signals and noise team, and to student winners Brittany Messica, whose entry is called Sploot, and Cameron Nye, who completed his virtual venue.
You're listening to The Ground Floor on Jefferson Public Radio, where we talk with regional entrepreneurs about their businesses and how they got started. Today, we're doing something a little different in that we are starting at the very beginning stage of entrepreneurship by speaking with a couple of students who won first and second place in a pitch competition yesterday at SOU. So today, we're going to be speaking with Professor Eric Palmer, who is a professor of media innovation at SOU, and two of his students who were in this competition, Brittany Messica and Cameron Nye. So thanks, all of you, for being here. And I'm going to start with you, Eric. If you could just talk a little bit about the class you teach in creative entrepreneurship and how it leads to a pitch competition that just happened.
Oh, sure. Thank you. So my career prior to SOU is largely in tech, even though I'm not a programmer or a highly technical person myself. And I never got good advice about how to pursue that kind of career. And almost everything that I do at SOU is aligned with that goal of helping students have better information and make better decisions about their career paths. And so I teach this course, Creative Entrepreneurship, which is my attempt, among one of my attempts to bring as much of my kind of professional experience, my understanding of startup culture and entrepreneurship into the classroom in a way that helps other non-tech students understand the landscape and move forward and hopefully make great decisions in their future career as either employees or hopefully even founders of creative ventures down the road. So we've got a course. The course over the years has evolved such that it's linked to a statewide startup and invention competition called Invent Oregon. Invent Oregon is primarily organized by staff at Portland State University, but it speaks to and engages student entrepreneurs from almost every college and university in Oregon. And in the next 2 months, 3 months, it's going to put these students on a pathway that leads them to some funding, to possibly some prize money, and to a statewide pitch competition coming up, which will be held in June in Eugene.
Exciting. I mean, that's awesome that you're going to get to take your ideas and your concepts and see where what's next for you in potentially starting a business. So I'm going to start with you, Brittany. And Brittany's business is called Sploot. And I will let her explain how she came up with that idea or how she and her group came up with that idea and what problem it solves.
Sure. So Sploot is essentially a social networking app aimed to connect dog owners and allow them to meet potential playmates for their dogs. And really the reason why this idea came into fruition is because I wanted to come up with something that would be really valuable for me in my everyday life. My dog is a huge part of my life. He's my best friend, and so I also encounter issues with finding playmates that are compatible with him because he is a little more high maintenance, he has some behavioral issues, and also I just wanted to be able to connect with more of the dog owner community.
And so this is an app that the concept is an app to connect dog owners. So would you have like a profile for your dog and a profile for the owner? So It's a matchmaking app for dog owners?
Exactly. Within our digital dog park, users can create profiles for themselves and their dogs where they can showcase their dog's unique personality traits, behaviors, breed, etc. Once they do that, Sploot works with a basic compatibility algorithm as well as a swipe to connect feature, which you'll find in dating apps like Tinder or Bumble. So once a match is made, you can then begin messaging back and forth, and we offer an internal playdate scheduler so then you can plan your meetup with ease.
And you could have a dog birthday party planned all on this app?
You can absolutely have a dog birthday party planned. That's actually a great idea.
That would be so much fun. Great. Cameron, tell us how your idea came to being and what it does. What problems does it solve?
Yeah, so virtual venue, at its core, it's also a service, and it allows people to watch their favorite concerts, sporting events, any event like that, live or through archive through our app that we also have. We've rebranded several times. Initially, what it aimed to solve, it was just focusing on sports. And being in Oregon, we only have so many professional sports teams, and you have to travel sell an arm and a leg to go watch some sports teams. So the idea of it was to allow people to tune into those games that might be several states away and tune into that like at a fraction of the cost. And then that eventually expanded to different events.
Explain how this works, this concept of being able to watch events from that you might not be able to access in person. What is it that you're actually doing in terms of the technology?
Right. So virtual venue would allow you to tune into these cameras and we would allow you to completely immerse yourself into whatever event you were watching. Not only would you be right in front of the action, be as close as you were in person, but we would add different elements that you couldn't actually get in person. Like if you were watching a football game, you could have a floating scoreboard in the air that's always there. You'd have the local radio or something like that. They'll have a broadcast going, stuff like that. And we want to really build around the social aspect as well. So you could be in a group chat at a party chat with your friends talking to you during the event, so you can kind of experience that with other people as well. And you could even see them in the actual product as well.
This is The Ground Floor on Jefferson Public Radio. I'm your host, Cynthia Schur, and today I am speaking with Eric Palmer, Professor of Media Innovation at SOU, and students Brittany Messica and Cameron Nye, who have both recently competed in a pitch contest here at SOU and are headed to Invent Oregon in June. So both of you have started with concepts and with figuring out what people need. What were some of the needs that you thought you were filling in creating the concept for Sploot?
Yeah, so we tried to take a look at a variety of different dog owners, specifically the kind of young working professional who has a little bit harder time allotting time, you know, to exercise her dog or spend one-on-one time with her dog. Sploot offers the ease of finding playmates that can work with your schedule, especially utilizing the internal playdate scheduler. It also just fosters a more connected community of dog owners, as well as an internal dog sitting and dog walking network that is available to users who subscribe to the app.
So is there currently any competition for the same kinds of services that Sploot would offer through its app?
Sure. There are several competitors that we looked at while kind of coming up with the idea of Sploot. Wag is one of them, Rover being another. However, these apps offer limited services, typically offering dog sitters or pet walkers. I haven't seen one that has an actual compatibility algorithm where you're swiping to connect with potential playmates for your dog and scheduling it internally within the app.
So you wanted to cover all the bases, everything a dog owner could want or need in terms of socializing and services for their dog.
Exactly. As well as, you know, our matching system, we offer a marketplace, which is similar to similar to Facebook Marketplace, where dog owners can buy, sell, and trade pet products. We have a pet service hub where we can recommend veterinary clinics, dog groomers, etc., with a review system.
Let me know when Barkit launches. I have a couple of like light up leashes from my last dog that I'd love to put online.
Absolutely. Yeah. They'll do well there.
Yeah. So, Cameron, you've done a version of a prototype, at least in theory. What's your next step in terms of moving your idea forward?
Right. So the prototype that we've really focused on is just our app. And an app in itself isn't anything special, but we really want to build around that. And like I said, to make this social ecosystem, basically. And one of the things that was constantly talked about when we were interviewing people about what they would want in our product, they just want the variety. And they want anything that we could offer them. So we would really focus on just advancing our prototype and see what we could offer more than we already plan to do. Something that we've kind of talked about is maybe kind of forming as a social media app even. Not only could you experience these events simultaneously live with your friends, but you could also maybe repost some of the experiences you saw through little clips, and they'd be reposted in our little social media section in our app, stuff like that. Anything that would advance our prototype is something that we'd be looking towards.
Wonderful. Well, I hope you both get the opportunity to take your ideas to the next level. It sounds like you get to go to a boot camp in May to figure out how to flesh out your idea, and then to compete again in June at Invent Oregon. And that also comes with some funding. Both of those next stages come with some funding to test out your ideas. Is that right?
Yes, that is right.
Great.
You'll get a little bit of startup funding and then possibly some prize money at the end.
Great, great. Well, it's always super exciting to talk to budding entrepreneurs who are looking out there for solutions to problems. I mean, ideas is where it begins, and then the hard work goes after the idea, or a lot of hard work goes after the idea. So good luck to both of you, and congratulations on having this competition.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Ground Floor, JPR's regional business podcast. I'm Cynthia Scherr, and you can find this program and more on our website at jeffexchange.org, or subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
And congratulations again to Brittany Messica and Cameron Nye. I have a feeling that's not the last time we'll hear from them. We'll have more details in the show notes on our website at jeffexchange.org. Also, if you have a scalable business, one that increases revenue faster than its cost, email us at jx@jeffnet.org. Attention, Ground Floor.